This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. In the early days of the Coney, Thor Queen was the funeral director and furniture store operator in Roseau. He died at age 44 during the flu epidemic of 1918. His widow, Julia Lista Kavine, was left with a business to run and a family to raise. She asked for help from her brother Carl Listug and sister Anna Listug, and after some years, they became joint owners of the business with their sister Julia. Carl attended the University of Minnesota, where he studied and received his certification as funeral director, and the business became known as Kavine and Listug. The story of Carl and his wife Ann Thompson Listug was included in the Rose Oconee Heritage Book, submitted by their son Clifford Listug. This is that story. Carl Listug was born in Fauston, Minnesota on January 7, 1893, to Mr. and Mrs. Thor Listug. They moved to Rose Oconee while he was very young and lived in Jadis Township until 1918. Carl graduated from Roseau High School and attended the University of Minnesota. He operated a funeral home and furniture store until he sold the store in 1965. Carl was a charter member of Moe Church and was church treasurer for 23 years. He was a director of the Citizens State Bank from 1927 to 1959. He also served on the school board for 12 years, of which he was chairman for 2 years. He was justice of the peace for 14 years, county coroner for 12, on the fire department for 25 years, Red Cross disaster chairman for 30 years, and Boy Scout leader for 15 years. Carl was the first civil defense director, a member of the Chamber of Commerce, Historical Society, and other organizations. He married Ann Thompson September 29, 1933 in Roseau. Ann Listug was born in a small tamarack home in a secluded section of northern Minnesota called Poplar Grove in Benwood Township. Ann loved to hear of the legends her parents told her of the elves, or Nisser, and the goblins that for them inhabited their native Norway. Her parents were Olaf and Ingeborg Vestgallen. After coming to America, they changed their name to Thompson. Olaf was raised in a little farm called Haslaviki that was part of a large farm called the Dala Overland Farm near the western Telemark town of Seljord. Anne was proud of her father's skill in Norway as a master builder. She spoke happily of Norwegian churches he helped design and build. Anne received her RN degree from St. Barnabas Nursing School in Minneapolis in 1932. In her own quiet way, she was a pioneer in nursing. Anne loved to hear of Native American insights into health and meditative sports medicine insights, and then integrated these into her nursing background. Carl Listug died June 2, 1976, and Ann Listug died October 15, 1991. The Listugs had 3 sons, Ted Listug of Burnsville, Minnesota, Reverend Carl John Listug of Glenwood, Minnesota, and Dr. Clifford Listug of La Mesa, California. In the research area of the Rose Oconee Museum, I came across a handwritten document written by Carl Listug. He shared some great insights into the early years of the county, and I'll read from that document now. Remember that he was born in 1893. The first recollection I have is spring of 1896, when our family moved from Spruce Township on the east bank of the river, 2 miles north of Roseau. There, one of our new neighbors was waiting with a wagon and horses to take us 4 miles west. That year, Roseau had one of the highest floods ever recorded. When we moved, the water from Roseau Lake had receded about 1.5 miles north of Roseau. The driver had to pick his way on high spots south of where the water was shining, but we got to our new home. The country north of Roseau was closely settled by then. Every 160 acres farm had buildings and people living in log cabins. Father had bought the improvement, so we had a large cabin with upstairs and one small cabin to cook and wash in. These buildings were added on to as time went by. and there was devotion at our home, Father would read a passage from the Bible and a prayer before going to sleep. The land is very fertile. When the land was broke, as we called the first plowing, it yielded very good. A few acres would supply enough wheat for flour and barley and oats for horses and other livestock, such as milk cows and pigs. No one starved unless a family got sick, and generally neighbors would help, especially among the first settlers. Carl had much more to say, and I'll continue reading his story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.